This is KAYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Today, my guest is Nicholas, and Nicholas is in recovery from drug addiction. And I would like to share, Nicholas would like to share his story of addiction and recovery with us. And, you know, our goal is to help somebody to know that being in recovery is the place to be.
Try again next time that you see me. I'm on but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground, now I'm knowing.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wheat. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
To God be all the glory and honor which is due his holy name. For he's a great God. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. And I give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask that you will have thine own way. For I decrease in order that you may increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, heal, deliver, and set the captive free, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you worthy to be praised, God. You worthy to be magnified. And God, we just say thank you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Exodus, the 28th chapter and the first verse. That's Exodus 28 and verse 1. Exodus 28 and verse 1. And I will be reading for the Amplified Version. And it says, now bring your brother Aaron near and his sons with him from among the sons of Israel so that he may serve as priest to me. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, don't disqualify yourself. Don't disqualify yourself. When Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments, he left his brother Aaron in charge. But because Moses was gone for so long, the people demanded that Aaron make them gods to worship. So Aaron gave in to the pressure, and he made them a golden calf. Aaron had spoken for Moses before Pharaoh and declared God's words. He had seen the miracles of God up close over and over again. Yet he compromised and he partook of was a great sin. People of God, you would think God would be done with him, but no, he didn't. God does not write us off. In his mercy, he chose Aaron to be the first high priest, the only priest who could go into the Holy of Holies once a year and offer the sin offering for the people on the Day of Atonement. So here are three signs that you are disqualifying yourself from what God wants to release through you. Number one, you identify with what people say about you instead of what God says about you. In John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one way he steals from us is simply he twists things around so that you will look at it as to the point to where, okay, I am not able to handle this assignment. I am not good enough for this position. He will make you feel like whatever the task is, you are already disqualified for that task. The enemy will also steal your confidence And people of God, you will come to the point to where you will find yourself pleasing man rather than God, because you don't want that person to be upset with you. Amen. So the next sign of you disqualifying yourself from what God wants to release through you is you are afraid to take a step. Faith without works is dead. You might be disqualifying yourself from the promises of God. You say you have faith, but when it's time to step out and do what God has called you to do, you freeze up because you can't see what lies ahead. So you are afraid to take that step of faith. And it's another, the third sign that you are disqualifying yourself from what God wants to release through you and to you is you may feel forgotten. It is so easy to be feeling like you have been forgotten. You see everybody else around you that are giving powerful testimonies, and God is healing their bodies, and God is blessing them, but you feel like God has forgotten you. No, God hasn't forgotten you. Maybe you need to go back and pray and see, God, why haven't I received this? Many times we are not ready to receive the blessing that God has for us to receive. Many times we are not in position to receive it. And by that standpoint, our mindset, because if God releases it to you, you may forget who gave it to you, because you are worshiping that thing rather than worshiping the Father who gave it to you. Come on here now. So don't ever feel like you've forgotten. Maybe God is waiting on you to get ready to receive it. Feeling forgotten has a big impact on all of us. When we feel like, okay, God, I prayed, I've waited. What more can I do? And you get anxious, and you get like, okay, when is it coming? Be anxious for nothing. Because in that course of time, when we get anxious, that's when we are missing the blessings. That's when we are missing what God wants to teach us. Don't ever think you are forgotten by God. And also, God is also molding and shaping you during your time and during your season of waiting. You are never forgotten by God.